I am extremely hungover today, and hence why we are in the bathtub right now. We just got done with Miami Music Week. We had such a fun weekend. I cannot wait to sit here and tell you guys about it, but I mean, I am losing brain cells. My brain's not working. This was definitely, by far, the best ultra weekend I have ever had. We just went through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 nights straight of Miami Music Week. You guys have no idea. Last night I was out for 12 hours straight, standing the whole entire time. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Summer's coming up and there is a lot to look forward to. Personally, I'm a summer girl. Summer is my favorite season. I think it's so much fun. I just can't wait to be with my friends on the beach. And with that, it's really important to remember to stay hydrated. And no one does that better than Liquid IV. One stick in 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Liquid IV has something for every summer activity. Personally, I'd love to try their sugar-free white peach while relaxing at the pool, or maybe the lemon lime flavor for a night going out. Liquid IV is great because it's easy, it's convenient, you can put the packets in your purse, take it with you on the go, and you're not just getting superior hydration with Liquid IV, you're also getting 8 vitamins and nutrients with no artificial colors or sweeteners. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's promo code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So it's currently Monday night right now at 10:30 p.m. Let me tell you about Ultra, because some of you might be like, what is Miami Music Week? What are you talking about? So if you're comparing this to Coachella, right? A lot of people know what Coachella is. Not a lot of people might not know what Ultra is. Coachella and Ultra could not be more different. This is not like everyone's getting dressed up really nice, and it's not like a influencer fest. Like, people are coming here genuinely for the music. I mean, we were partying in the mud, in the rain. Like, everyone is there to have a good time. And because this festival's in Miami, I started going 3 years ago. I kid you not, this was one of my main decisions in coming to UMiami, was that I would be in the state and I would be like 10 minutes away when Ultra rolls around. This festival is like a bunch of naked people, lasers, lights, fire, fireworks, and all of this is part of Miami Music Week. That's just when Miami's having a big weekend, a lot of people come in town to play, DJ, and we went the first night to something called Afterlife, and they have like super, super cool visuals. For the girls who like don't like this stuff, I'm gonna just explain it to you and tell you about the weekend that we had and the weekends that I've had in the past at Ultra, because even looking back on my content from last year, it's so crazy to see that I have like this online diary of what I've been doing with my life, which is why it's kind of cool posting online. I'm able to just go back and I've looked at the transitions that I've posted going to Ultra for the past 3 years of college. And I don't know, it's just so funny to go back and look at like my first time getting ready for Ultra, last year getting ready for Ultra. Me and Kristen do this transition every year. And Ultra has a bunch of different stages. We really only stayed at the main stage this year just because it was a lot to get from one crowd to another, but there's a bunch of different stages. It goes like all day until midnight. One night it went until 1 a.m. actually this weekend. And it is just the most insane fun people. Like, you're in a crowd, and I know crowds stress people out a lot at festivals, and honestly, I am very, very claustrophobic, so I'm the first person to be like, I do not want to be standing in a crowd where my hair is going to get pulled out of my head and I'm going to feel really squashed. But Ultra doesn't feel like that at all. It's very like loving and kind, and no one is in your personal space. Everyone is respectful of each other. Plur. Peace, love, unity, respect. Oh my God, you guys are going to think that I'm actually crazy after this episode, and you're never going to listen to this show again. The vibes of Ultra are just so different than anything you've ever experienced before, and I honestly want to start going to more like rave festivals. This year's Ultra was by far the best Ultra experience that I have ever done. And listen, there's VIP tables on the side. I got invited to go to them last year. I got invited to go to them this year. I got invited to go backstage even last year. And I was like, I want to be in the crowd. We entered through the VIP access entrance just because it's like a quicker way to get there. But we had a few drinks at the table. And then after we're at this table getting a little tipsy, I was like, we need to be down in the crowd. We barged our way all the way up to the front. And we do this every year. I feel like we go in the same spot, especially like a lot of people that go to college at UMiami usually have this big huddle. I didn't really want to be with people from college this year, so we kind of just made our own little huddle with my friends, and like the 10 of us just standing there dancing. The fire is so close and so strong, you literally feel like your eyebrows are flaking off your face and burning away. And I upset some of the like EDM community on Twitter this weekend, which we'll get into in a minute. As I'm reflecting back on my old Ultra content from last year, it's so crazy to see like mentally just where I'm at this year versus last year, because last year was my senior year of college. And you guys know, I feel like the whole past year, everyone's been like, Alex loves college so much. All she wants to do is go back. She can't stop talking about it. But like, that was just such a highlight of my life. And I don't think that's a bad thing. But I do have to say, leaving college is really hard. Like, that transition, no matter what you are, no matter what you're doing, is difficult and it's scary and confusing. And I'm not gonna lie, for the first like 6 months post graduating, I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is so depressing. I'm lost. Like, I'm not really sure what I want to do with my life. Like, it's just so much easier, I feel like, when you're in school and you have a schedule and, you know, your responsibility is to go to class, take your tests, and not fail out, and then you also get to go out and have fun. So I don't know, like, for a while it's a really weird, awkward transition, but now I feel like I'm at a place where I'm content with not being in college anymore. Would you guys believe it? I'm actually happy and excited for my life and my career and where I can take things. But it did take a minute to get to this place, and I feel like if anyone's going through that, or if you're listening to this right now and you're graduating this year, next year, like, ooh, I keep telling my little sister who's in college, I'm like, live it up, live it up. And touching on the topic of post-graduation from college and feeling that sadness and anxiety after graduating, I feel like that just goes for any change in life, whether it's like a new job, a new relationship. Any change is hard, but you just need to give it time, because mentally where I'm at now is so different than where I was at a year ago, where I was at 3 months ago. And I feel like you really need to just like let it process. Don't stress yourself out. Take the time, let yourself heal, let yourself adapt to the change, because changes are scary, but it doesn't have to be. So I don't know, little tidbit about if anyone's going through a change and is feeling a little lost, I feel you. So for Ultra, everyone goes like literally butt naked. I'm not kidding, like nipple stickers and a thong and a water backpack, and that's what people wear. And I feel like in college, I'm going to show you guys right now some of the outfits I wore in college. Like, here we are nipple stickers just hanging out. I mean, I wore this one pink gem bikini two-piece with Kristen last year and then was so embarrassed because we went on this like nice ass boat after we got invited on this party boat. Actually, Braxton invited us because this is when I started talking to Braxton last year, but we're on this nice boat. These people are literally in like dresses or like jeans and sneakers, and I'm in this outfit right here, this pink slutty gemstone outfit, after being in the pit in the crowd for like 6 or 7 hours straight and sweaty, gross, like sparkles running down my face. I mean, it's just like, it's a different scene. And my thing is, I'm gonna be walking in this VIP section. Once I get myself settled, we're going down to the crowd, but I'm like, can I still be naked? Because I don't wanna be sweating and like hot and gross. And it's also fun to dress like that. Like, being able to just freely be naked and not be judged is so amazing. Like, maybe some of you are judging me, but like everyone at this festival is on the same wavelength. So I don't know, like I was loving it being naked. So this year, you know, I was like, I'm gonna be more conservative. And then I wasn't really. My one outfit was actually like really, really see-through. But the other outfit I just stole from Ashton. My one outfit was like too naked. I don't know, I might wear it to Coachella, but just the outfits are so fun and getting dressed and getting there. And while I'm looking back at these photos and old photos of me, I realize there's a huge topic that we have never touched on that we need to go over. Okay. Some of you guys might kill me for saying this, and some of you guys might be like, thank the Lord, it's about time. So remember last year, when I kind of blew up on social media, I was well known for my makeup routine that I was doing, and I did this white eyeliner in my waterline, and everyone started doing it. Like, the white eyeliner pencils were selling out everywhere. Everyone was like getting on the wave. Some of you probably did it too, and I thought it looked really good. Okay, in the moment, like, I don't know when I started wearing white eyeliner. I think it was in high school, but I don't know. I think I've always been like insecure. I've always felt like my eyes like weren't like big and doe eyes. And this one girl that I just like admired in high school, she had really big eyes and she would wear this white eyeliner and it would make her eyes look like so big and beautiful. So I was like, I'm gonna try this white eyeliner thing. Like, let me just see what's going on here. And I did this for probably probably like 7 or 8 years. I wore this stark white eyeliner. Like, I'm not talking like a nude, like there was like a clear white strip on my eyes. And then somehow over the past year, I started to see some comments on TikTok that were like, hey, like, as much as everyone was jumping on this trend of wearing white in their waterline, some people were like, maybe you should try a nude. So then Tarte had this like nude fake awake thing. I was on a brand trip with them. I tried it. It was less white and more like nude. And I was like, ooh, I kind of like this better. And now I don't really do either. I am looking back on these photos with the white eyeliner. I feel like I looked kind of crazy. Like, it kind of looked like costume makeup. Like, when people are dressing up for a doll for Halloween. I don't know. I kind of am thinking that white eyeliner is out. And I'm very sorry for anyone who followed me in that trend. And listen, if you still want to wear white eyeliner, I'm going to compliment you on it. I'm going to love it. But for me, I think it's an out. 2024, I think the white eyeliner's out. We're gonna leave that one in 2023. I just looked to the side and realized I have a massive, gigantic piece of hair sticking up right here. Oh my God. Maybe this one will be no video. We're switching to audio only for this episode. But on the topic of clothing, I feel like I need to talk you through fashion of Ultra this year and how I went about it, because I tried not to be as naked as before. I did like less glitter on the face. I looked a little less ravey, I would say, but I think we still kept it hot and young and fresh. And I have a story in a second that I'm going to tell you guys about something I wore 1 year and you guys are going to die. But my sister Ashton, one thing about her is she's cool. Like, you know when girls are just cool? Like, I'm not one of those girls. Like, Ashton is just cool. Like, I'm too like high strung and whatever. She's just like chill, laid back, and like everything she does, everything she wears everything she says, like, she's just cool and I want to be her. But I hate going to events with her. I mean, I love going to events with her, but it always stresses me out because even I'll have like a professional stylist come over, drop me off this rack of clothes, and my little sister will just come in with something she like thrifted and she looks so good, and everyone's always like complimenting her outfits, and I'm like, Ashton, can you just like style me and find me these niche things? But I don't know, even the things she wears, I'm like, if I wore that, I wouldn't look good. She's just like really cool. But the point I want to get to here is this story from 2 years ago, my first ultra ever. I was clearly having too much fun, and you know, I wanted to keep the night going. It was midnight, the festival was over, I was hyped up by the music. Like, I don't know, when you just feel the music like coming through your body, I was just like, oh my god, I'm loving this. Like, it gives me so much energy, that type of music, and especially the like some people think that's scary. I love it so much. And you know, we're leaving ultra, all my friends are taking the metro home back to campus, and I was like, I don't really want to go to bed. You know what, I'm gonna go out. And of course, where did I end up? At the strip club 11, because I end up there every night in Miami. And I don't think you guys understand. I'm walking into line here, sparkles on my face. I'm gonna show you the outfit right now so you can see what I'm talking about. This literal chain bikini from Amazon. Like, it was completely see-through. And that's all that I wore to the club. And I went with my one other friend. We're in line, we get in. To set the scene for you, 11 is a strip club. So all of the girls, all of the waitresses, all of the strippers, the dancers, all wear, you know, pretty like minimalistic clothing, similar to what you would wear to kind of like a Coachella. Like, they're wearing like little chain bikinis and, you know, very tiny, minimalistic, sparkly, fun clothing. And that's what I was also wearing. So I go to the bar and this guy starts talking to me and I'm like, ooh, free drink, I'm gonna entertain this. Even though it's like an old, ugly man. But you girls know the vibe when it's just like you just want to get the free drink and you want to leave, especially at these clubs in Miami. Like, these drinks are $25. I'm not kidding you. $25 for a drink, sometimes more, and sometimes they're $20, which is like considered cheap. So it's just a lot, especially in college. I didn't have any money. I was like, you know what? This guy's gonna get me a drink. So I'm talking to him and he's like, yeah, so like, how much do you charge? And I was like, what? Like, I don't really understand what you're saying. And he's like, yeah, so like, how much do you charge? I'm like, for the drink? Like, however much they tell you for the drink. And he's like, how much for a dance? And kind of gives me like a wink. And that's when it hit me. I was like, holy shit, this guy thinks that I am a stripper. And I think he thinks I'm gonna take him to a private room right now and get him a dance. And I was like, that's when I realized, I was like, wait, I fully look like a stripper in the club right now. So I ended up walking away because I was like, you know what? I don't want to take this drink and then feel like I have to owe this man something. So I just ran away into GA around the stripper pole. And now the second part of this story, which, you know, if you know, the hunt to get on a table at a club when you're not invited on one is like a full-blown mission. You and the girls are out there searching for the best place to be because, you know, it's, you're on a table, there's guys, there's free drinks, and you want to get up there, you want to have fun, but it's like, how do you get invited up there? You can't like go up and ask, and you want to be cool, but you also need to like seem like interested. So it's like a full game, and I kind of miss this game because now I feel like I'm at a position where it, which is so nice, that I can sometimes like get tables for me and my friends, and I'm like, the fact that we don't have to like talk to some old creepy men right now to get on a table is actually like very nice. But there is just like that chase of trying to get on the table. It's like a game. So we're sitting in GA, me and my friends are dancing. I'm pretty sure Fisher was playing, and I'm like, how are we gonna get on a table here? I'm looking around, we're like, what's the best way to approach? Where's the cute guys? All of a sudden, 25 bottles of this expensive champagne. It was like, I think in the like gold, like Magnum-y bottles, I don't know, are getting airlifted over to this table. You know, all the bottle girls, they have the signs, they have like the confetti, and it's in the corner of this club. And I look to my friend and I'm like, we have to get on that table. I don't care what it takes. This is where Big Al kicks in. So we're dancing, you know, you're like twisting your hair and like trying to look cute. But mind you, it's like in my mind, I'm drunk and like think that I look really hot and cute right now. I do not. I've been in a sweaty crowd for like 8 hours. I probably have extensions falling out of my hair. Mascara is most definitely down my face. Like, I probably have dirt on my body. I probably reek. And I was like, I look great. Like, I'm just gonna sit here and twirl my hair. And, you know, after like 25 minutes of like light smiles, looking over, like a little like dancing like this. And you know what? We got invited on the table. They brought me and my friend in. And they started giving us all this fancy champagne, and I was downing it all. I was like, here we go, we made it. But it just like makes me think back, because it's like, I forget that. It's like, that was just such, and obviously I have a boyfriend now, so it's a little different. I'm not gonna go creep and lurk on men, but it's like, getting to a table is actually like such a mission, and I feel like it's not talked about enough, because the girls will do anything to get on the table. Like, even if you have to like use a friend, or like, you know, you're gonna get to the guy who's like maybe not like the head guy, head honcho at the table, but you're like, hey, like whatever, like, oh my god, how are you? You're like suddenly so interested in them because you want to be invited on this table. So I don't know, I thought that was a funny story, and that just really aids to like the naked and scariness of ultra. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Summer's coming up and there is a lot to look forward to. Personally, I'm a summer girl. Summer is my favorite season. I think it's so much fun. I just can't wait to be with my friends on the beach. And with that, it's really important to remember to stay hydrated. And no one does that better than Liquid IV. One stick in 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Liquid IV has something for every summer activity. Personally, I'd love to try their sugar-free white peach while relaxing at the pool, or maybe the lemon lime flavor for a night going out. Liquid IV is great because it's easy, it's convenient, you can put the packets in your purse, take it with you on the go, and you're not just getting superior hydration with Liquid IV, you're also getting 8 vitamins and nutrients with no artificial colors or sweeteners. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's promo code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. I don't even know if I'm ready to like recap this weekend right now, because it's too close. Like, it's too close to the pain. The wound is still open right now. Like, we're still struggling. I'm gonna take you guys through really quickly Thursday into Monday morning. The party don't stop, Miami Music Week, and there's just nothing like Miami. I'm pretty convinced that no one here like works. It's actually insane, because we were at the club last night, which was Sunday night, until 6 a.m. and the performers, like the main DJs, come on at like 5, 7 a.m. So people stay until like the sun's fully up, people are going to work, but it's like that place that we were at was completely packed to the brim. And I'm like, where is like everyone? Like, what are they doing? Even my guy friend today was at this club called Space, which literally stays open 24 hours, and it was fully jam-packed in there on a Monday of people just raving. And I love it so much, but like, Miami, are we okay? What are we doing? So Friday night, this is actually a really funny story. My friend Carter, who lives in LA, was coming to visit for Ultra Weekend, because I was just in LA, and you know, I'm a pretty good convincer. I'm like, we're gonna have the best time ever. You need to come to Miami for Ultra Weekend. He books his flight. I'm like, stay at Braxton's place, it'll be fine. Like, let's go, let's have a fun time. So it's Friday, I'm like, oh, the first day of Ultra, I'm so excited. Carter texts me, he's like, hey, I'm getting back from the airport right now. It's like, oh my god, so amazing. Do you need me to pick you up? He's like, no, I have a ride. I'm in an ambulance. So I'm like, hello? Are you okay? Like, what's going on? And mind you, this is like while we're about to leave in like 2 hours. He is getting wheeled out of the airport into an ambulance. So here's what happened. Before Carter was boarding his flight, he was sleeping at the gate. It got delayed, and someone from the airport like woke him up and said, "You know what? You got to get on the flight. Like, everyone else has boarded. Let's go." And you know when you're sleeping awkwardly or weirdly and your like foot falls asleep? He got up to run to the gate and his foot was asleep. So he fully rolled his ankle. He said everyone turned around. He fell flat smack on the floor, had to be helped up, and then he had to be wheelchaired onto the plane. And I'm like, if you had to be wheelchaired onto the plane, like, were you just like thinking that you were going to sleep and like wake up and it was going to be fine? He was like, yeah. And he was not fine. He was in a lot of pain when he woke up. So they wheeled him out to an ambulance, took him straight to the hospital. And I'm like, are you okay? Because as someone who like is visiting another city, if I was there in a hospital with no one I knew, like I would be so stressed out. So I didn't want to leave and go to Ultra Festival without him because that's just not a vibe. I don't think that's a good friend. And I was like, okay, well, we'll wait for you. Or why don't we just stay in and watch a movie tonight? Like, we have two more days of this. Like, we don't need to go today. And he's like, no, I really want to go. And I was like, are you sure you really want to go? And he's like, yeah, no, I really want to go. I think they're going to give me crutches. And I was like, I don't know exactly how crutches are going to work at Ultra, but we can make it work. We waited for him. And the time he finally, like, got to my place, showered, got ready, got food, it was like 9:30 p.m. There was a tropical thunderstorm had hit Miami. Like, the lightning was blowing up our balcony. It was so scary. It was actually like rain where you just are outside for 1 second and like downpoured. So they shut down the music festival Friday night and we ended up going to this club in Miami, which is going to be my new favorite spot. It's called M2. It was really, really cool. So Friday was kind of like fun, but wasn't really what we were expecting. Saturday, I had the best night of my entire life. Oh, it was so fun. Like, the vibes, everyone was just amazing. Like, nothing went wrong. And we got to Ultra, we had drinks, we went down to the crowd. We stayed there for like 4 hours, 5 hours. And, you know, we skirted out quickly before the festival ends so we could like get back up into the VIP entrance and like skirt out the nice way. And again, we were not ready for the night to end, but this time I wasn't the only one on that vibe. Everyone else was also like, I want to go out and have a fun night. So we left by a boat from Ultra, was feeling very bougie. This was Braxton's friend's boat. So we went to their house, and then John Summit was playing at Live. So we were like, obviously we need to go to Live. And we went to Live. We had fun. We were there until like 5 a.m. And I knew, because last year I did not make it to day 3 of Ultra because I was so down bad after Saturday night. That was really scary. My Saturday night of last year at Ultra, Braxton and I partied until the sun came up. I have to show you guys this video right now of us dancing in this kitchen. And mind you, this is like only a few weeks into me hanging out with Braxton, and we already were just like clicked. Like, we were just attached at the hip. I was just like, he is my person. And I don't know, like, our vibes were, especially when you just meet and you just start to have like such a big crush on someone, like, we were dancing the entire night. We went back to Braxton's house, we turned on music, just the two of us. We danced until the sun came up. And then obviously I did not make it to day 3 of Ultra. So I was determined this year. I looked to my friends, it was 5 a.m. I was like, we have to get out of here or we're not going to make it tomorrow. And I was just like dead at this point. Like, it was such a long day. We go home, we wake up for Sunday. In my mind, I thought that Saturday was our crazy night. I was so wrong, because it actually ended up being Sunday night, last night. And again, festival, rave, boom, boom, boom. Ooh, I have to tell you guys how I pissed off the EDM people on Twitter. So I posted something about Excision, which is a DJ dubstep, like very like, like, if you look it up, you can see what I mean. And I love dubstep, and I feel like that's a very hot take. All my friends are like, this is like a lot and like too scary. We just like more of like a beat that we can like bounce our head to. But like, I love feeling the like rage from the music. I'm a headbanger, okay? And I posted about Excision, and it got posted on Twitter somewhere. The EDM fan base was like, get this bitch out of here. Like, what is she doing? She's gonna ruin this, blah, blah, blah. And then John tweeted back. He had my back, thank God. He was like, let her live. But yeah, so that's why I said that I pissed off people. But now I think it's fine. I really hope the rave community can let me in. Like, I know I'm kind of annoying sometimes, but I'm cool at the raves, I promise. After the festival Sunday, it ended at 10 p.m. because it's a Sunday night. There's like some type of restrictions on the town. We went to this other place called Factory Town, and they had Elro there, which is like where they have the big people in costumes and dancing around confetti. It's like very, very fun. So we went to Factory Town from 10, and I was like, yeah, maybe we'll stay until like 1 and then probably head home, go to bed. Nope. No, no. We were at the one stage that had Elro, and then we went to the other stage to go see Domdala, and he wasn't on until 3, and he was 3 to 7, and then 7 was Mal P. So I was like, you know what, let's go over there. We had so much fun. Like, it was just me and my friend group. One of these guys that we were with just kept handing us tequila sodas, so we all just kept drinking them, and like, probably wasn't the best idea because I was just way too like wired and up and like dancing around like a maniac. And I think it hit around 6 a.m. that Kristen was like, we need to get out of here, like we need to go to bed. And we fully left, and I was like, I could keep partying, like I'm just having the best night ever. And on the way home from last night, which was 6 a.m. this morning, I realized that I had booked a facial because I've been getting these acne facials every like few weeks for my skin. They've really been helping. And I had the facial at 11 a.m. and I was like, oh no, like that's not gonna be good, but I'll get up, I'll make it. When I got up this morning, guys, I actually felt like I had been hit in the head by a bucket of fucking bricks. Like, I actually couldn't even see straight. I was like, I don't think my brain is in my body. I don't, like, you know when you just know, like, you're like, today's not going to be a good day. Like, things are not happening today. The second that I get up and started to walk, I was lightheaded. I was like, I think I'm going to puke. So today was like one of the worst I've ever felt. And you know what? That's what happens when you're having tequila sodas at 6 a.m. But I am so attached to my lady who gives me my facials, and she just had a baby last week, but she was coming in. She's obviously off of work right now, but she was coming in just for me to give me this facial. And all my friends are like, Alex, just cancel, like you don't have to go. And I was like, I don't think you understand, like I can't cancel. Like, I think my dad taught me this. He's like, if you make a commitment, like you stick to it. So, you know, I was like, I'm not canceling on her. I don't care if I feel really, really horrible, like I have to go. And there was a period where I was like, I can't get myself downstairs. I had to Uber there. I couldn't drive. That driving was not in the cards for me this morning. I have like a coconut water, and then there's some ramen noodles that were left on like the coffee table. Oh, I didn't mention this, but I slept on the couch. I slept makeup on, clothes on. I woke up face down on the couch. My top was to the side. My nipples were out. I literally was like, on the couch. So yeah, I didn't make it past the living room last night. And I woke up, apparently, I think one of my friends made me ramen noodles last night. I did not stay up to have them, so I had some of those for breakfast. I needed a little sodium. I was feeling real ill. This was like the worst facial I've ever experienced, and not because she doesn't do an amazing job, because I was spinning the entire time. I was laying in the bed, and you know, they put facial like steam on you to like open up your pores. I was like, oh my God, I can't breathe right now. I was like, I was sitting there and I was like really trying to just like make it through, but we made it through. I can go out and I can still get shit done. I had meetings actually all day today too that I made it to, but like the second that I'm going out and then I'm not getting my work done in the morning, that's when we have a problem. But as long as I'm multitasking, I'm allowing myself to do both, you know? So I didn't get myself into trouble today because I made it to my facial and then I made it to my meetings. I did sit in my room for some of the meetings that were on Zoom, literally with the lights off, but I made it there. Okay. I was present. And I think that's what matters. Like, I think if I'm able to do both, it's not like the going out's taking away from the other aspects of my life. I felt very horrible this morning, but it's because I had an amazing weekend. So now that we're done with this bender, I just like can't wait for next year. Oh my God. It's so fun, guys. Now I'm sweating and need to get out of the bath and I need to take a shower. And then I'm going to sit with you guys and we're going to do a little What Would Alex Do? My favorite segment where you guys write into me. I answer your questions. So I'm going to shower, turn off these cameras. We're going to move into my room. It's flooded with my suitcases and mess right now. And I still have to pack after this for vacation in the morning. So don't judge me. I think it's time we transition to What Would Alex Do? This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment or they don't want to talk about it or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. We made it to my couch. I tried to clean up a little bit over here so you guys couldn't see too much of a mess, but welcome back to another segment of What Would Alex Do? All right, you guys wrote in some pretty good stuff. I found out my boyfriend cheated on me and had sex with another girl, but we are going to Cabo together for spring break with a lot of his friends and their girlfriends in 4 days. Do I still go on the trip or do I break up with him after? What would Alex do? Guys, sometimes you guys need to really pull it together. This is one of those moments. We're not doing that. You're breaking up with him. If you're going to do it, I just say rip the band-aid off and do it. So I just moved to a new city in the past year that's 1,600 miles away from my home and started hanging out with this guy, and he quickly became a comfort person in this new city away from everything I've known for the first 23 years of my life. His life isn't going so great right now, and being the closest person to him, I feel like he uses me as a punching bag. Oh no. Every time we do something together that involves leaving the house, it somehow blows up and I end up in tears. I've been called a moron and a loser, and I could continue, but let's not. And I know I deserve better, but I'm so scared to not have him as my comfort person, and I fear feeling lonely. I don't know how to navigate this and start focusing on myself again, but I feel like I'm losing touch with myself and my standards. Ugh, that is such a tough situation. Especially, I feel like this goes with what we were talking about early in the episode with change, and change is scary and it takes time, but you should 120% not be with someone who's calling you a moron and a loser or anything even closely remote to that. So I just feel like sometimes, girls, we need to get better with our standards because, and this is not to blame you at all, I've definitely been there as well, it is really hard to leave someone. But you have to do it, and it will hurt. It's going to feel uncomfortable. The change is going to be scary, but in the long run, it's going to be so much better for you. I was dealing with one of my friends this weekend that was dealing with a guy that she was seeing, telling her not to post something, that she looked like a slut, that she looked like a whore, and it's literally like a cute picture of her on Instagram. And I just think if anyone in any way, shape, or form who's with you isn't like bringing you up and making you better, like if all they're doing is helping you from feeling fearful of change. I just don't think anyone should accept anything less than being treated amazingly and being hyped up by the person you're with. Like, you need to get out of that situation, and the longer that you drag it on, the harder that it's going to be to leave. If Alex was in this situation, she would dump him and leave and distract herself. You're in a new city. Like, go focus on meeting like new girlfriends and new girls, and then guys will come, you go out to the bars, maybe you see some, but like, I would focus on making girlfriends, because those are really what's going to be the best comfort blanket for you when a guy does get ripped away. Girlfriends are always there. Hi, Alex. I know this is a very long shot, but my absolute bestie, her name is Shreya, is turning 21, and I'm going to be with her in Chicago to celebrate it. She and I both love you so much. Oh my God, love you too. And I think she would actually pee her pants if you could, like, wish her... Guys, I can't read right now. My brain is like scrambled eggs. If you could wish her happy birthday on video. Shreya, happy birthday. I hope you have the best 21st birthday ever. And this just gets me excited for 21st birthdays and thinking back to my 21st birthday. I had an insane night, and I'm actually going to be going to New York for my sister's 21st birthday, Ashton's 21st birthday, in like 2 weeks. And of course, we're going to be taking you guys there along for the ride with Hot Mess. So I cannot wait for that. But 21st birthdays are the best. Live it up, be safe, be happy. Hi, Alex. I just became closer with one of my friends these past few weeks, but she has a reputation of hooking up with people she shouldn't be hooking up with. I introduced her to my situationship, and when I wasn't around, then she asked him for a Snapchat. I only know because he told me. After that interaction, she went to my best friend and said my situationship was hitting on her, but she asked her not to tell me. Am I wrong to feel insecure about this interaction and to be suspicious of my friend? No, you're not wrong at all. First of all, I have had a few girlfriends, and one of them, in fact, like, would, it was actually like she was addicted to going after guys that we were interested in. So it became a thing, like, we couldn't tell her who we were interested in, because then she would just come and like literally prowl and attack. And like, some girls love that for some reason, but that really does not make for a good friend. And that's probably someone, instead of getting closer to them, you should probably distance yourself a little bit. There's no need for you to like fight and really make a big drama out of it, because if you bring it up to her, she's probably gonna say exactly what she just said, like, this guy's hitting on me and blah blah blah, and there's just like so much drama. But I would definitely distance myself and just stop hanging out with that person, in terms of like qualifying them as someone that I would like actually really trust and love, because that's not a good friend. And I feel like once people do that, they always do that. Like, this girl that I know that did this still does this stuff and literally like copies my every move even to this day. So it's just like, they're just gonna keep doing it. Just do you. And I would probably distance myself from her, and I don't know, that would probably also make me feel weird about my situationship. I mean, at least if he told you, that's a good sign. Communication is key. But yeah, no, I wouldn't be friends with her. Hey girl, praying that you see this, but this isn't really a relationship question. By the way, guys, these don't have to be relationship questions. These can be about anything in life. My dream school is UMiami, and I'm currently going through the whole college process. Do you have any tips? Also, what was your college essay on? Because I'm struggling. I feel like my ACT and SAT scores aren't good enough, and I'm just all over the place. Help a girl out. The whole college process is so frustrating and very stressful, and I had like this college advisor person that was helping us out from our high school, and you know, she was kind of with me. She would check over like my essay, and I wrote my college essay on, it was kind of about my parents' divorce, but like being a big sister through that and how I feel like that shaped me as a person. I just wrote about like protecting my little sister and how that's come out in like a lot of the ways of like my personality. And I don't know, I would always like get her ready for everything, like make sure her homework was done, like make, just like looking after her. Write about anything that feels good to you, anything that feels like natural for you to write about. I also am just such a believer in like everything happens for a reason. Like, if you get in, you're meant to be there. If you don't, you're not meant to be there. Like, you're meant to, you're gonna go to a different college and meet new people, and then you're gonna look back in 10 years and be like, oh my god, I can't imagine if I didn't go to this college and meet these people, and like, these are my best friends, or this is my husband, you know. It's just like everything happens for a reason. So just let the universe take it and just wishing you the best, because I know it is stressful and it's like, where am I going to spend the next 4 years of my life? But it will work out. It'll all work out. Hi, Alex. Every time my boyfriend comes over, he immediately plops down on the couch and scrolls on his phone for the entirety of the time he's there. But when he's with his friends, he gives him his full attention and won't pull out his phone at all. How do I address that something like that is bothering me without sounding insane? First of all, I always think if there's a problem of any sort, communication, maybe there's a reason. Maybe it's because he feels really comfortable around you and he's just trying to like chill. That would definitely make me a little bit mad, but it's also like just having an honest conversation with him. Like, if you guys are really close and able to like communicate like that, maybe he's not feeling like he has to like put on some act around you. But it would make me mad if he was on his phone and not paying attention to me. So yeah, I don't know. I think have a talk. If he's gaslighting you, break up with him. And if he still goes on his phone, break up with him. Moral of the story. Because you can't have fun with someone who's not paying attention to you. I feel like all my advice all the time is just break up with them. And I don't know if that's the right move, but you guys are asking for what would Alex do? That's probably what I would do. Life is too short to be hanging around stupid boys. That is all for this episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to this podcast. It really helps so much, means so much. I love you guys. And now I have to put all this stuff in a suitcase because we are going to St. Thomas with my family. We're going on a family trip. Ashton's coming, Braxton's coming. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna be living on a boat for a week, and I have to pack up all the camera equipment right now so I can bring it there and we can podcast. But I love you guys. I will see you next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.